Welcome to The Artful Investor, a real estate investment podcast where we show you how to find deals, identify the do's and don'ts, and discover all the creative ways to get your real estate journey started. I'm Nancy Chillog, founder of 23rd Street Investors and host of The Artful Investor. My mission is to help you create cash flow through creative real estate investing so you can work because you want to, not because you have to. Life is short, so let's get started. Today, we are going to talk about our non-accredited investor friends and how they can invest in real estate. As a new investor, it's common sense to believe there exists a wide range of experience levels in the real estate investment world. But when you start digging into potential investment opportunities and realize that sometimes only accredited investors are allowed into certain deals, it feels like a total slap in the face. That slap starts to sting when you learn there's no online class or certification you can take to become one of them. So then what? Well, let's give a shout out to all the non-accredited investors. If you're not an accredited investor and you're listening right now, your level of awareness is impressive. Most newbie investors start out just Googling terms like passive income and financial freedom, being completely unaware of accreditation and other complicated nuances. Beyond that, most people are just dreaming of one day when they reach a milestone like a promotion or a raise, because they believe that achievement will allow them to invest. So, high five. For real. Take this as a bit of encouragement. Finding out that some real estate opportunities are not available to you is disheartening. However, there exists an alternate bucket of vast and diverse opportunities that even non-accredited investors can dive into, which is exactly what we're going to learn today. You'll find 8 ways anyone can invest in real estate. Buy and hold rentals, house hacking, fix and flips, BRRRR strategies, private lending, joint venture partnerships, real estate crowdfunding platforms, and real estate syndications that are private. None of these require you to be an accredited investor, and you can still build passive income. Let's start exploring these. Buy and hold rental properties. Most people are familiar with how you have rental properties and how they work. You buy a home, basically, and you rent it out. The greatest perk to these types of investments is that you're in charge. You can choose to manage it all yourself or hire a property management company. You can choose when to buy and when to sell, and you could decide on renovations. The alternate to this power, though, is the responsibility. Everything rests on your shoulders, and when things go wrong, that's on you too. Rental properties are definitely open to non-accredited investors. They require a moderate level of work and are long-term investments with a low to moderate risk. House hacking. House hacking is one way many people accidentally become landlords. They might find a place with an upstairs or downstairs unit, for example, and quickly decide to rent one portion of the home. That rental income helps pay for the mortgage on the property as a whole, and voila, they are now a landlord. This is a great option for real estate in a steeper priced area. It is open to non-accredited investors, requires a moderate level of work, and is a long-term investment with low risk. Fix and flips. Do you like really detailed, hands-on investments? I've got the perfect thing for you. A short-term purchase where you repair and remodel the property yourself and flip it, which means you sell it for a profit. This might be fun, you're saying to yourself. The downside is that it might take substantial capital to get started, especially if you're in an expensive area. The cost to purchase the property, plus the value to fund the rehab, plus money to cover the mortgage payments until the property sells, should all be set aside prior to making the deal. You also face immediate market volatility and may have to hold the property longer than expected, or have to sell for less than expected, which would cut into your potential profit. Fix and flips require high touch, hands-on presence and carry a higher risk than some other options present in this investment environment. The BRRRR strategy. The BRRRR strategy is a combination of the buy and hold and the fix and flip options. It stands for buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat. The first half of the strategy looks just like a fix and flip. You buy a property that needs some tender loving care and give the place a facelift. The second half of the strategy looks much more like a buy and hold. Once renovations are complete, you find tenants. Once rented, you do a cash out refinance and repeat the process with another property. Assuming after renovations were complete, the property's value increased substantially, you may be able to pull out all of your original capital. The BRRRR strategy is extremely powerful, open to non-accredited investors, requires a high level of work, and is a long-term investment option with moderate to high risk. Private lending. One side of real estate investing that can easily be overlooked is investing in debt. This is where you loan someone money to, say, complete a fix and flip. You don't have to be hands-on in the home purchase, renovations, or home selling process, nor do you have to be an accredited investor. Most beginner investors are still working full-time. Combine that lack of time plus a surplus of money with a cash-strapped go-getter ready to do all the dirty work, and you have a deal. As an example, you could loan them the fix and flip money for 12 months at 10% interest. They turn the house around within the 12-month period, and you earn 10% on the loan. Your risk is relatively low because it's backed by the property, your workload is low, and you don't have to be accredited for these short-term investments. Joint venture partnerships. If single-family homes spell boring to you, multifamily or commercial real estate might pique your interest. If you also have the capital plus some skills to contribute, you might be a great potential joint venture partner. A JV partnership is where a small group invests together and the property renovations and management tasks are split up between them. Each person has an active role with no passive investors. This type of opportunity is open to non-accredited investors, has a high level of work, a moderate level of risk, and a flexible timeline depending on the project. Real estate crowdfunding platforms. Real estate crowdfunding platforms are much like Kickstarter, but for real estate. These platforms contain opportunities for a variety of projects, from fix and flips to large-scale value-add multifamily projects. You invest capital in exchange for a portion of the returns without having to do any of the work. Most of these types of opportunities are for accredited investors only. However, there are a few real estate crowdfunding sites that offer REITs, which are real estate investment trusts, for non-accredited investors. REITs don't give you the benefits of direct ownership, but they are a great vehicle for passive investing and typically require low minimum investments with low risk and a low threshold of work involved. Private real estate syndications. Group investments, where people pool their resources to invest in a large asset, is a real estate syndication. At first glance, this may sound a lot like a joint venture situation. However, joint venture investors each have a specific active role in managing the property. In a real estate syndication, most of the investors are passive, meaning they won't be hands-on with the property renovations or making any big decisions. Many real estate syndications are only open to accredited investors due to the Security and Exchange Commission regulations. However, there are a wide variety of opportunities open to non-accredited investors as well. Since the opportunities for non-accredited investors aren't able to be publicly advertised, you have to know someone who's part of a general partnership to gain access. This is where, as a non-accredited investor, you have to be willing to network with people to find deals that will be open to your non-accredited capital. These deals require a low level of work, research and connections up front are it, and carry low risk as a long-term investment. If you would like to explore all these different investment methods available to non-accredited investors in more detail, please get a free copy of my book, No Money, No Time, No Problem. Invest in real estate even if you think you can't. You can find this book on our website at 23rdstreetinvestors.com. Click on the top button called Resources, and then click on Publications, where you will find that book along with several others. So what are the takeaways today? If you're a newbie investor and therefore not accredited at this point, serious kudos to you. You're ahead of the curve and on the way to building passive income. Realizing that certain opportunities are not available could get you down. But just because a deal is available to accredited investors doesn't mean it's that great, and often there are faster and more powerful ways for non-accredited investors to accumulate wealth through real estate, especially with some work. Thank you for joining us. If you are looking for financial freedom through real estate, please check out our website at 23rdstreetinvestors.com and get our free ebook, The Attorney's Passive Income Guide. Or better yet, join the Street Smart Investor Club, where all of our members get access to the latest real estate investment opportunities. This has been The Artful Investor. Until next time, stay creative.